Today we're talking about something really cool and unique where, often as we dive into a health issue or any of these other areas we've been talking about, there's a multitude of sort of solutions we look at, supplements, diet, exercise, and we're really talking about the problem. Today we're pinpointing on a solution. Why? Because what we have learned about how powerful and impactful it is, and some of the research you're going to hear about today, it blew our mind in terms of, well, this needs its own sort of standalone time. We got to take time talking about this on its own because it's such a big topic, even though it's just one solution. So what we're talking about today is carbon-60, very unique molecule. And we're talking to one of those most brilliant people I've met that can actually speak to it in proper terms, Ken Schwartz. So first of all, thank you for joining us.
Oh, glad to be on.
And I remember meeting you at a conference in Arizona. And you had this bottle, you said, try this stuff. I said, there's a lot of bottles here of the different things to try. And, I don't need any more. Then you started talking and my mind got blown and I tried it. So, I actually got some from you guys. The funny thing is that one of your business colleagues gave me some to try and I left my laptop and two bottles of Carbon 60 sitting at my desk at this conference. And when I came back, my laptop was there, but somebody stole the two bottles of Carbon 60. So just if there's anything we need to say today, that's it. Like to understand how powerful and important this stuff is, that's what happens. So anyways, for again, thanks for joining us. We got a lot to cover to help people understand. But first of all, why do people need this? What's going on with Carbon 60?
Okay, carbon 60 is one of the most powerful antioxidants known, but it's very selective. And hopefully, if your listeners are in the science zone. What C60 is, it's an SOD mimic, that's superoxide dismutase.
Right.
And it's one of the primary antioxidants used in the mitochondria to process superoxide, which is the most damaging oxidative radical in the body. SOD and catalase work together. SOD turns superoxide into hydrogen peroxide. Then catalase turns it into water and oxygen. So, and the problem is those two supplements, those two antioxidants cannot be supplemented for. So as you get older and those levels go down, there was no current treatment for that. Basically, it would take a long time and have little effect. Well, with the discovery of C60, which is a relatively new molecule, especially in the health space, it appears that C60 is basically it's technically an SOD mimic and can take up the slack as people's SOD levels drop.
And people will hear, like, as we've been having discussions with various professionals, they'll hear SOD2 keep coming up because genetically we look at it. We look at how well do you deal with antioxidation, which is this key factor in aging and cellular health. And we can look at the SOD2 gene to determine, that sort of chimney you're supposed to have that clears all this toxic soot from the, the mitochondrial function. How well do you do that? But it's just to your point, there's no specific recommendation. It's like, go support the mitochondria, go support detox, which is the phase 2. Once you're having done a good job of clearing it, now it's in your blood. You got to deal with that. So how is this different? How is this like so targeted and focused there?
Well, I could probably go a little bit over on the C60 story.
Sure.
Just to get your audience up. And if you can see behind me on the screen, basically C60 is a molecule of 60 carbon atoms. And it's shaped exactly like a little soccer ball, about 0.7 nanometers in diameter. And it was discovered in 1985, solved a long-standing mystery in astronomy, but the discoverers got a Nobel Prize in chemistry in 1996 for its discovery. And it's sort of unique. It's this kind of spherical cage-like hollow structure. And of course, it was hard to make. They didn't do any testing until the early 2000s. And when they did, they found it in the, like the famous Bottry study, it increased the lifespan of test animals by 90%, which is kind of, surprising considering it's this weird molecule that was discovered in outer space.
That's pretty cool. So then where did the time come where people started to say, it's time to ingest this and see what happens?
Well, it was after the toxicity study, right?
When
they doubled the lifespan, then they did it with mice. The thing is, the mice lived a really, really long time. So the actual last few mice in the study actually had terrible fates. They kind of came to an end so the study could be published. So possibly C60 would have increased their lifespan even more. And then another study was done in mice, which have much shorter lifespans, and found a significant increase in their life. And it also prevented a cognitive decline associated with aging in mice. Mm. And so, and then they went on to, like mine, it was radiation. I was working on the metal oxygen fusion reactor. I was running the program. And so I had like a crew there, and everybody else that had been working on this, you know, this unique fusion process was the late Dr. This and the late Dr. That. Right. So I didn't want to be end up me and my crew doing that. So I took, I got C, I researched C60. I discovered this stuff. You know, they gave one set of rats got carbon 60, the other set of rats didn't. They hit them with a fatal dose of radiation. All the C60 rats live, whereas the control rats immediately died. So when I learned that, I started taking it. And about 8 months later, I went to my eye doctor, and my my drews, or dry macular degeneration, had disappeared.
Wow. And that's funny, because I was just talking to an ophthalmologist literally on Monday, so 2 days ago, just so I don't know when people are going to hear this, but it's now Wednesday. So, and he told me that he's working on some medical device for dry macular degeneration, because he said there's currently no treatment.
Yeah, well, technically there is, because the FDA doesn't approve C60 for anything, obviously. But yeah, there is virtually none. And I talked to my eye doctor after, you know, we went through the whole thing, because he was surprised. He'd never seen it happen in his many years of practice, and he's in his 70s. I had a friend, Gary Rodriguez. He was the electrical engineer on the project. So I made it an MCT coconut oil, because Rodriguez, right, he had type 2 diabetes.
Right.
So not only did it get rid of his macular degeneration about a year and a half, taking a tablespoon a day, but his type 2 diabetes also disappeared. You know, this is just anecdotal.
I understand it's anecdotal, but it's powerful, because anecdote is where you start. There's got to be a theory in the first place, right? And the proof's in the pudding. It happened. But how do you take something like diabetes, where, you know, based on insulin response, maybe they're eating the wrong way? Did he also change his diet habits? Did he also, is it truly like he took this and this, his insulin response improved? Do we know why it happened?
We don't know. No, he was already on the diet.
Okay.
He was already on the medications, because this was a chronic problem for him. Right. And so he had been done all the things, right? But it was still, everything was progressing. But with carbon 60, it did different. Now, one of the things is for instance, the first thing people notice when they take carbon 60 is an increase in like mental clarity. The brain fog goes away.
Right.
And then they get like an increase in energy and like motivation. It just comes back. And it really goes down to, if you look in the body, obviously C60 is an SOD mimic. So any cell type that has a large number of mitochondria in it is probably going to be affected or benefit from C60's appearance. And so the number one cell type in the body, which has the most mitochondria, are the nerve cells.
Mm.
That's what the retina is, part of the brain, actually. And so that's what it is. And then the second part is the endocrine system.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have this, that's the second highest level of mitochondria. And so, but basically what people don't know, the mitochondria also make the precursor molecule for all the hormones, pregnenolone.
Right.
And so when you take C60, they actually synthesize it from LDL cholesterol. So we found people that take C60, their LDL cholesterol goes down, which indicates on the backside that it's going into pregnenolone. And of course, people also have a much increase. So like, for instance, in your adrenal glands, if your adrenal glands can now produce more pregnenolone because their mitochondria are working, then you get the mineral corticoids. That balances like the blood thickness. And you also get the glucocorticoids, which are the ones that balance blood sugar. So insulin resistance technically would go down. And you get the androgens, which of course go into the various sex hormones, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, depending on who you are. And so, and of course, the same with the human growth hormone and the thyroid, the thymus, the pineal gland. Hormone levels go up everywhere in the body. But it's not like hormone replacement therapy. You're making the precursor pregnenolone, and then the body converts it to whatever it needs to be whenever it needs it.
Right. And this is where there's this gap in one, what anecdotal means, because I know you said that the outcome for one individual is anecdotal, but everything you just talked about is already scientifically published and known, right? Those biological pathways, what the body's actually doing, that's not disputed by anybody. So we do know the why. We're not directly trying to prove that that's what happened, but it's pretty clear that if you change this, you know, glucose levels change, insulin response changes, and that's why you could eventually cure diabetes. So it's eventually, it's kind of like filling the gaps and with what we already know. You just have the tool now, the trigger, which didn't exist before. So
yes, and that's, yeah, and we've been learning all along this. You know, this is a constant study and the mass of, there's just so many science reports. And then when you do the, you have the science reports on C60, then you have to go into, I have master's in basic science, biogeochemistry. But then you have to go digging in to whatever chemical or biological pathway and put this all together. And so we've been doing it, not just us, but, you know, there's a lot of friendly other C60 companies. I know it's a very small community, so we talk to each other. And so we share information and data that we get so we can all come to a better idea of what's actually going on here.
And, you know, you say small community, but there's many thousands of people that are working with you right now in terms of, you know, actively preaching by this is what makes me feel better.
Yeah, because, you know, two years ago, C60 was pretty much unknown.
Right.
2 years ago, it's just completely unknown thing. And now it's come into, you know, there's only like a handful of, like, I think four of us producing C60 products, and now it's exploded like the CBD market did.
Right.
So there is some, you have to be careful on where you buy it because they've had a lot of the fly-by-nighters have come in, but, but yeah, the whole, it's like pre-adapter stage.
So what does somebody look out for when you're saying that there's a fly-by-nighter? Is there a difference in product quality, like pixie dusting? What's the problem?
Yeah, there's basically three things you have to look for. You want to look for purity. And you want to go for 99.99% purity, or maybe 99.998% purity, because that goes to the second point, which is how your C60 is produced. Now, our C60 is sublimated. And for the listeners out there, sublimation is the cousin of evaporation. It's when a solid turns into a gas and then condenses back into a solid. And obviously, we take the production ashes, we put it in the sublimator, and then heat it up to 400 degrees Celsius, the C60 vaporizes, goes to the other side of the sublimator, condenses. That's how we get our 99.99% pure C60. Now, the main method that people do, and most products out there, they use the solvent method. And they basically use methyl benzene to dissolve the C60 out of the production ashes. And and of course, you know, methyl benzene, toluene, it's a little bit of a toxic industrial chemical. And then once they get their C60 purified, then they bake the C60 again and again to get out as much of the toluene methylbenzene as they can. But there's always a little bit left. And, you know, even if you have a 99.99% product, it's probably safe for you if it came from the solvent method. But there's a lot of guys out there selling 99.9%, right?
Right.
So that 0.1% is toluene. Or some people even sell 99.5%, so that, you know, 0.5% of the C60 is toluene. And, you know, you really don't want to be ingesting an industrial solvent because, you know, that's kind of counteracting effects that C60 is there for in the first place.
Yeah, this is a big challenge when you're dealing with anything that has a label in terms of its net outcome, but not what it took to process it. Something like, for example, a natural flavor. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. It's a natural flavor. But how many dozens of chemicals were used to process and, you know, get that thing into the product you're eating? Same thing with supplementation and ingredients. It's one thing to know, okay, I had the ingredient. One thing, how did it get into the delivery mechanism that it's in? And people don't often consider that. It's not something that's required to even describe or label. So the easiest way to avoid all that is just look for a purity. Like you said, if there's purity is there, there's nothing else there, right?
Oh, and you should also look at this. They just came out, this independent research group went out and looked at the common consumer products in your supermarket. Mm-hmm. And they found that 25% of them had dangerous levels of benzene.
Yeah.
Right? 25% of the products you get in the grocery store, obviously there's some, you know, the FDA doesn't do its job in that level. But that's, so yeah, you have to be careful about this everywhere, not just in your C60 products. So yeah, you might want to go on the internet and study that because they have like the list of those products, which are like, you know, they had potentially deadly levels of, or, you know, for cancer cause down the lane,
right,
of benzene in them. So it's a common problem everywhere.
So we find that over and over again, whether it comes to female hormone health or cardiovascular or migraines or whatever, there's so much, there's this like silent killer of environmental exposure. What we were designed for and the world we now live in, which are misaligned. So when it comes to those things, you know, often a naturopath will tell someone, take some glutathione or some, you know, NAC, selenium, something to help you, milk thistle, for example. have you seen any evidence that the detox or glutathione or even methylation anti-inflammatory pathways are supported with C60?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things is that now C60 just goes for the two oxidative radicals, superoxide, which is the most damaging oxidative radical, and the hydroxyl ion. That's it. It doesn't interact with anything else. So like the C60 doesn't interact with any of the body's signaling pathways, like for instance, many of which are oxidative radicals, like nitrogen oxides, right? Doesn't interact with that, doesn't interact with hydrogen peroxide, doesn't interact with the other signaling molecules based around sulfur, iron, and zinc. In fact, they've had all these beneficial studies of C60, so they say, when does C60 become toxic? So they went to the extreme level. They gave rats 1 gram per kilogram of body weight, which is 10,000 times what has been found to be a health beneficial dose.
Right.
And even at that extreme level, C60 had no toxicity. If you did that with like vitamin E or NAC, you probably would have killed the rats.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
C60 sure. had no toxicity. And that's because it only interacts with those two oxidative radicals. It's really a very non-reactive substance, like the cousin of diamond. And so that's one thing, but it's a very specific antioxidant. Just does those two. And the other thing is it can reset itself. And that's the probably its key why it's characterized as several hundred times more. You can't see it in this one, but what C60 does, it actually pulls hydrogen ions or even hydrogen gas out of the environment and can store them up to 6 of them inside its cage-like structure. And that makes it positively charged. You know, most molecules become positively charged by releasing an electron into an environment. C60 is totally opposite. It pulls a hydrogen ion inside of its cage-like structure. And so when a superoxide sticks to it, the C60 just pulls the electron off. The superoxide goes back to being a regular oxygen, then transfers that electron to one of the hydrogen ions, creating hydrogen gas, and resets itself. And with the hydroxyl ion, which is basically just a water molecule missing a proton, it sticks to the C60. The C60 takes one of those protons and reacts it with the hydroxyl ion, turns it back into water, and resets itself. So C60 can reset itself again and again and again, and it doesn't require any body chemistry, like let's say glutathione runs into an oxidative radical. It changes its form. It's got to use a few ATPs to reset itself so it can go back into the process, right? Whereas C60 doesn't do that, and that's probably its real secret.
That's really fascinating. So everything you just described sounds like it is the solution. We were just going about it in a different way, meaning that the way we deal with, okay, you have a problem with oxidative stress, so let's support the mitochondria. You're saying like, let's negatively or positively charge molecules and strip them apart and put them back to what they should have been in the first place. So we're solving the problem, just coming at it from a different front. But it sounds like a much more effective front, because instead of fighting the symptomology, you're just getting rid of the problem, kicking, you know, the ladder from underneath somebody, and it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. And what it is, the C60 passes the gut barrier, passes the blood brain barrier, and it's actively uptaken into the cells and the mitochondria through endocytosis. And what it does in the mitochondria, if we remember our mitochondria, you know, they're little organelles, they have the outer membrane, then there's a space, and then there's the inner membrane. Now the outer membrane is positively charged with positive hydrogen ions. So what C60 appears to do is we get pulled in, it's at the outer membrane, it fills up with, you know, 6 hydrogen ions, and then it starts across the interspatial thing to the inner membrane, because now it becomes positively charged. The inner membrane is negatively charged. And so as it goes along, it neutralizes superoxides and the occasional hydroxyl ion until it uses up all those hydrogen ions on the inside of itself. And then the superoxide or the hydrogen, the ion will stick to it, and then it becomes negatively charged. It goes back to the outer membrane, neutralizes those oxidative radicals, fills up on hydrogen ions again, and then heads towards the inner membrane. So you could have hundreds of thousands of little C60 molecules bouncing back and forth inside your mitochondria, neutralizing superoxides and really incredibly lowering the oxidative burden of your cells.
That's incredible. And I don't know if people realize, we did a couple episodes about the mitochondria, you know, and we looked at it from a couple of different perspectives, and it's really the root cause of everything. When you look at aging, you know, sort of cellular degeneration and what leads to inflammatory issues and disease. So is that why there's a sort of claim that you hear running around that carbon 60 does such a good job of reducing inflammation. It's not really like fighting the inflammation. It's more like fighting the source, which is the SAW2.
Yeah, that's it does that too. But yeah, so, but also people find it applied topically really gets rid of inflammation. And I think because a lot of the inflammation, when you have a toxic products break down, they produce superoxides and the hydroxyl ion. And so like, for instance, you got a mosquito bite and it's itching, right? You can rub C60 on it topically. And in about 20 minutes, the itching goes away. Wow. So I think on the other side, it gets rid of the oxidative species, which are causing damage. And so the cells don't get damaged. So the cells don't send out the cytokines, which then bring in the macrophages, which set out more cytokines. And so, and then of course the neutrophils come in and it's a general inflammation now. So C60 seems to stop on that side.
So speaking of cytokines, it sounds like any sort of autoimmune type of response could be mitigated.
Yes, especially we've had a lot of people have amazing benefits in their gut health. Because right. C60 has no solubility in water, really. So it has to be dissolved in an oil. Mm-hmm. And so obviously that's taken internally. And people with various forms of gut inflammation seems to go down hugely. And that when you're, of course, you know, the gut is the main cause of autoimmune and most other problems people have. So if you can help with that in gut inflammation, well, then a lot of other things downstream benefit as well.
Hmm. So, you know, a lot of people that are been paying attention, there's one thing to sort of deal with health concerns, disease, chronic issues. Aging is a whole other bucket that people are looking at. And we talked a little bit about aging and it, you know, the people that are being listened to, people like David Sinclair are talking about NMN, NAD, you know, these types of products. You hear David's already also taking, I think, resveratrol part of his, you know, so how does this compare to people that swear by you need to take NMN and that's like your ultimate anti-aging, you know, solution?
Well, C60 is not the magic pill. C60 is just one tool, let's say, in your anti-aging toolkit. Mm-hmm. And all those things are good as well. But you know, there is no one secret pill for any of that. So if you're looking Resveratrol or any one of those, you know, they're all great together, but there is no magic pill. C60 has what it does. It does a specific thing. And one of the interesting things is see people that take C60 for a long time. We've had a lot of people find that when they do telomere testing, their telomeres actually increase over time. Their length has gotten longer in the tests, like after several years of using C60. And this is another thing that they found. One of the things is we have a lot of senescent cells in our body.
Right.
It's usually the telomeres have gotten too short or chromosomal damage. Well, the senescent cells don't want to die, right? Mm-hmm. Who wants to die? So one of the things they do is they go to a fermentation process. And part of that, they stop supplying the mitochondria with SOD, catalase, and, you know, glutathione. So the mitochondria now have to go into the fermentation process. Mm-hmm. What happens is when you take C60, that's going to be uptaken into the cells because, you know, the fermentation process is a lot less efficient than oxygen, like 20 times less efficient. So it pulls a lot of resources out of the body. So it's going to be pulling C60. And when the C60 gets into the cells, the mitochondria actively uptake it. And now they have that SOD mimic, so they can turn themselves back on. And when they do, they'll send, besides starting to make ATP and what else, they'll send messages to the nuclear DNA. And they won't get the right message back if it's a senescent cell. So the mitochondria themselves can induce apoptosis or program cell death and that cell breaks down into apoptotic bodies, which the phagocytes clean up. And by the way, that's a non-inflammatory process. So what happens is now your cells are tissues because C60 is wiping out the senescent cells. Now they have much less cells than that. So people that take C60 have huge levels of stem cells and levels up. We had a 7-year-old guy, he goes in, you know, he goes to get the stem cell treatment. The guys come running in and they say, well, what are you doing? You know, you have the stem cell levels of 20-year-old. We have a, say, Eastern European billionaire. He was in his 80s. He used to get 4 or 5 blood draws just to get, you know, enough stem cells. Now he gets all he needs in one when he does his stem cell therapy. So that's kind of a result that, but that happens after months of taking C60 as the senescent cells go away. And we think that's the reason why people have like an increase in their stem cell length, I mean, in their telomere length. on, because the telomere test is the average of like thousands of cells, right? From the scraping in your mouth. And so average telomere length is going up because senescent cells have been replaced by stem cells, which have a whole length, a whole set, almost a complete set of telomeres. And so average telomere length increases.
Hmm. That's really fascinating. You know, I'm thinking that when it comes to what other people are doing, you know, there's terms of their protocols for disease, for anti-aging, it's all siloed. Like, here's my fibromyalgia routine, here's my anti-aging routine. Here, you don't often hear something that has this central hub that deals with so many spokes, because it's not really dealing with the problem itself. It's dealing with innate cellular health. And so it really, we're talking about, tell us what your problem is and we'll try and fix it. You know, it's not so much here's the label condition. So what do you do with that? So it sounds like studies are needed to start. And I know you said it's early. We know what works. Anecdotally, you've seen it. You know the science behind how it applies. It sounds like the gap is proving it to sort of the medical establishment and saying, here's what it is.
Yeah, well, there's studies. There are some human studies, but it's pretty limited. Most are animal studies. And of course, there's no C60 as a natural product, right? It's produced in obviously the outer atmospheres of giant red stars, which is why it's found in space so much. But it's also produced like in lightning strikes. Even the burnt wick of your candle has like 0.25% C60 in it. But there's not a lot of encouragement. Like the first study was on it was in a cream on Japanese women. It found that Japanese women, when C60 was applied topically in the cream, fine lines and wrinkles significantly disappeared. And then another one, they put it on people with hair loss, and they found that C60 increased the hair growth rate. And then they've done things like C60 was found in human mast cells to moderate the release of histamines, like moderated. So then they took it to an animal study, I believe, where they had some sort of animals that were, I think rats were designed to go on aphylactic shock when exposed to some sort of allergen. And the C60 rats didn't go in the aphylactic shock, whereas the control rats did. So it moderated that. And then they had another study where they showed that C60 would protect, let's say, human skin cells from UV radiation versus controls. So that's, but that's, you know, there's, I think there's another one on the immune side of things, how C60 benefits the immune system in vitro, in the cells, in test tube, that is, in cells. And then most of the other studies are animals. But one of the problems with anything is C60 being a natural product cannot be patented. So there's going to be no money behind it to, and most of these studies, by the way, are done by universities or foreign institutions, and not obviously by pharmaceutical things, because now a lot of pharmaceutical companies actually are now using C60. They attach ligands to C60 and then use that for medical purposes. C60 actually kind of works like HCL. Okay. So they can attach drugs to it, and the C60 will get through the digestive system with the drug attached. So pharmaceuticals have like a whole bunch of patents on C60 as a delivery device, but so they don't want to get rid of C60, right? Because they have put tens of millions into patents. But you know, nobody's studying the natural molecule itself because there's no incentive there either.
So you wonder what's causing the healing, the delivery device or the drug attached to it?
Oh, well, that's exactly the question.
Well, I guess that's what some people call it, a racket, you know? So in your own, so people come to you directly as consumers, right?
Yes, so, that's pretty much.
Yeah, and what kind of stories have you heard of healing, and you know, what's the most impactful stuff that you've heard out there?
Well, I've got I've got some around here. So here's some. Well, I have a few testimonials. Okay, this is like a typical one. This is from Chuck K. I have taken C60 Purple Power for better than a year now at age 52. I feel great and my energy levels are awesome. I had been suffering from arthritis in my lower joint since I was 48 years old. Now, 1 year later, after taking C60 Purple Power, I have no arthritic joint pain at all. Thank you. And of course, we do get crazy ones like this. This is these aren't untypical, but it's pretty amazing. I'm 70 years old and in poor health. However, after 1 year of taking C60 Purple Power, my high blood pressure is gone. My eyesight has markedly improved. My aches and pains have disappeared. My high frequency hearing loss since I was 18 years old has disappeared. My hair is browner. My energy level is much, much better. I have also lost 50 pounds. I was diagnosed by an endocrinologist as being overweight due to a genetic problem with my liver, quote, which runs in my family. So the only explanation of the weight loss is what I would call a miraculous restoration of my liver function. Bless you and all the good people who make this wonderful supplement available. Finally, my whole family and many of my friends are now on board. So, and that's why C60 is really out in the world, is passing by word of mouth. It's really increasing by word of mouth.
It sounds like both of these people are saying that there are many months into it, and then the impact was huge. So it's like our system reset. Because I guess what's happening is, if you're dealing with things at a root cause level, you're kind of eliminating the inflammatory load, that insult, and it takes time for that to heal. It takes time to, to roll things back to where you could have been or where you started, where you were 20 years ago. And once you get there, then the pain points, the symptoms, the diseases start to go away because the inflammatory insult's gone, but it takes months to get there.
Yeah, and it's the same way in the mitochondria. The mitochondria inside your cells, let's say if you don't have enough of them, they're damaged, they actually will join together, trade DNA until they get like a really good set, and then they'll separate again. And like one mitochondria will, with the bad DNA, will disappear, and the other one will start proliferating. So if you have a low oxidative environment where mitochondria DNA is not being damaged, they have their own DNA, ring DNA, like bacteria, then after several months, the mitochondria inside your cells can proliferate. And so now you have functioning and even more mitochondria up to the level the cell needs it. And so it's that's a benefit, obviously. Like we've had people who've, like the person had liver function. I think I have one in there we had a kidney function. Here's one. Stuff like this, because I think this is due to the stem cell replacement stuff.
Sure.
I can't come up with another mechanism. I've been taking C60 Purple Power for about 6 months. Before taking C60, I'd lost 33% of my kidney function, indicated from blood work and lab results. My most recent blood test results show no loss of kidney function. That's complete reversal of kidney loss of function. My kidneys are now operating 100%. My internist, nephrologist, obviously, says she can't explain the healing of the kidney damage. Either God has chosen to reverse the damage, or C60 Purple Power has worked at healing my kidney damage. And so we've had the same thing with thyroids. And we think it's probably due to a replacement of senescent damaged cells with fully functioning cells with a full set of telomeres. But we can't be for sure until there's obviously scientific studies done, but we get things like this all the time. Like in rats, they did the inflammation. They found C60 reduces inflammation. So this was with rabbits. They actually damaged the rabbit joints, right? And then which causes inflammation, obviously, when the joint's been damaged. And then they were using C60 to show it had a reduction in inflammation, which they found. But then they also found that there was this huge regrowth of cartilage.
Really?
Right. So the joint literally regrew itself. And of course, that from other studies and anecdotal, we can figure out, C60 is, wiping out the senescent cells and they're being replaced, or damaged cells, and they're being replaced by stem cells. So, when you put all the studies together, the dozens of different studies, then, which I've read pretty much all of them, then you can start to get a clearer picture of what exactly C60 is doing.
That sounds like the root of all of it. I know that you said that, one of the key things is, the SOD function, right, and antioxidation. But this kind of hypercharging and creating a catalyst to this cellular elimination, getting rid of the senescent cells, replacing them with healthy cells. There's actually a gene called FOXO3, which you have your genetic report, so it's in there.
Yes, take a look, yes.
Yeah, there's a gene called FOXO3 that actually determines how well you do that. And it's referred to often as a centenarian gene, because people that have the better version of it, there's three versions.
Well, yeah, I have the better version.
You do. So they more often than not will quickly, eliminate dying or dead cells and replace them with healthy cells, where it's actually difficult to age because you're just catching up with age consistently. So you're kind of saying that, or what I'm hearing is this product is doing that. So it's making up for, this is why I say the genetics are the cards you've been dealt, but there's always a way to turn the dials with environment, nutrition, lifestyle, genetics just tells you where to focus. So if you're not the person that is the superhuman centenarian that doesn't do a good job of eliminating senescent cells, or if you are under oxidative stress, if you're an athlete or you don't get enough proper sleep or whatever it is that's causing your problems, there is something that now will turn that dial up a little bit and make you do a better job, or in fact, just do the job for you.
Yes. And in that science, the famous Bottry study, which you can go online and get, they used Worcester rats. And of course, they're kind of a wimpy rat, and they generally die of cancers,
okay,
and other diseases associated with aging. And right. In the study, there were no cancers among the C60 rats.
Wow.
Complete none. Obviously, you know, there's, you know, anecdotally we find, you know, it's not a cure, by the way, folks. C60 just the oxidative burden that the cells are under, so the cells can heal themselves, and it prevented. Prevention is different from, you know, if you have it something and getting rid of it. That's a completely different situation. But it's incredible to prevent it. It just prevents all this stuff from happening. Of course, most of the people taking C60 now are the gray-haired crowd, because that's the people that would benefit the most. But, you know, what will happen if people, you know, I think in some days C60 will be, you know, very common, like vitamin C that you can pull off your shelf in any health food store. It's inevitable this is going to go there. If they can be suppressive in this country, but they won't in the rest of the world. So you got to wonder what people in their 20s who start taking C60, just how long they're going to be living. Considering the studies, we're going to have some people living 110 and 120.
Yeah, I remember reading that the human body can live up to 150. And I don't know where that was, you know, if that makes any sense or anything. But beyond that, it's kind of not worth trying, right? It's kind of, you can slow down aging that much. And there's so many tools coming out. I know, you know, Jeff Bezos and crew just did the largest ever investment into a longevity company of $3.5 billion.
Oh,
yeah.
Then I wanted your listeners could maybe help me with something.
Sure.
And help us all. You can go to Science News or Science Digest. And this was years ago, like 5 or 6 years ago. There's a peptide called the FOX-04 peptide.
Mm-hmm.
And it induces in rat studies, it induces extreme apoptosis. So you essentially have, you know, like old rats, they're going bald, very poor muscle mass. They it's injected into them. And what happens is it could also be theoretically disseminated liposomally, and their hair grows back and their muscle mass return. You basically take 70-year-old rats and turn them into 40-year-old rats. Okay. Wow. And you can go back and see these studies. And then they were going to have a study in Switzerland with human volunteers. In fact, it was being done, and no results ever came out from that study. Not a zippo. And, you know, if it had negative results, we would have seen that.
Yeah.
If it had moderately positive results, we probably would have seen that. But there's been no science reports, not a word of that.
Yeah.
And you can do this repeatedly. So, you know, you could be a 7-year-old rat. They take you back to a 40-year-old rat. Of course, the next time they do it, you're a 70-year-old rat, you probably only go back to 45. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, to 50, you know, because it becomes progressively less useful. But, you know, that's a technology that if the rat studies were done in successful in humans, you would easily have 140-year lifespan. Hmm. But everything just went dark. And I have had people try to research it. Where did this study go? You know, who is doing it? Where can we get the results? What do we know about this? And nada. We knew the study was going on, but the results have been scraped. So somebody, you know, obviously it was successful, and now it's being offered to billionaires at some incredibly high price. it's not available for us, but you can buy the FOX-4 peptide out of your local peptide company. Well, maybe it's not local, but you can buy that peptide. Right.
Yeah.
So it's not something that any of us can't get a hold of. It's we just don't know the dosing protocols to get the benefits.
Right,
but if anybody's out there that, you know, you want to live to 140, if you're old and don't have your hair, you want to go back 30, roll back 30 years off your life, or 20 years off your life, it's out there. We just can't get a hold of the data. So besides C60, that's just another little thing. If anybody could find that and spread the information around, there'd be a lot of people who'd be grateful.
For sure. And I mean, what you just said there really is a goal. Like people are, how do I prevent disease? How do I live longer? But living longer without vitality and bringing forward what you already have, you know, truly carrying forward and not aging, right? You're born healthy. You're born resilient and vibrant. You should take that forward with you and not watch your grandchildren play, but play with them, get in there and have the energy and the strength, and you should be outdoing them because you're older and you should be stronger, right?
Well, it's so, like telomere folding. You know, they say if you did telomeres exactly right, we would only use 20 units off every division, right? Mm-hmm. But in reality, we lose 50 to 100 units off every division.
Right.
Right. So if we were in an ideal low, low oxidative environment, I mean, yeah, there's that 120 years right there, or 110 years right there. But it's just so, I mean, the theoretics are, if we just add all this stuff together, and other people are, obviously they put $3 billion in an anti-aging company. I'm sure they'll get around to this. They're watching this. But so, yeah, I mean, it's, I think it's all possible.
Yeah.
It's for sure. For us, you know, the average folks, we're going to have to kind of put it together for ourselves, because we won't be able to have those multi-million dollar treatments at that special facility that they
are. For sure. Yeah. So as of now, I know it's, I mean, most people probably haven't even heard of the product. I'm sure many people here have, but most haven't. Where do they get it? How do they find it?
Well, you just go to c60purplepower.com.
Okay.
And that's where you'll get it. Now there's some other companies out there that'll have good products too. I'm not saying we like to think ours is the best. You know, we have like certificates, you go on our things. We have, well, there it is. We have like a QR code with that you can, it goes to a landing page. You see the certificates analysis on all of our oils, our C60. So, you know, this is what it's putting into it. After we make our product, we have the coupon code that QR code will take you to. You can see certificates analysis on like microbiologics. So you know what you're doing. Most the big CBD companies actually do this too. So you know there's not pesticides and herbicides. So we just kind of copied what they did. But just so you have that thing. And then of course, yeah. So you just go to the thing and we have offers, c60purplepower.com. But the thing, if you're gonna buy a C60 product, just look for those three things. You want a 99.99% purity. You want to make sure it's sublimated. If they say oven bake, if they don't say sublimated, it isn't sublimated, basically. And there are more than, we aren't the only company out there using sublimated C60. So it's not, and also you want a healthy carrier oil. We have it in avocado oil, olive oil, and MCT coconut oil. MCT, obviously people know about that. It turns into ketones in your liver. So if you got a glucose processing issues or an athlete, MCT oil is for you. And so we kind of have the Goldilocks. We stay away. You know, those are stable, healthy oils for you. And so, and you can see that they're all organic and source coded.
Okay. And how long have you been taking it for?
I started taking it in 2014. I just turned 60. Well, 66 months ago. So I'm doing reasonably well for 60.
So, I mean, anyone that's paying attention now, some people are listening, some people are watching. Either way, if you look at Ken, you know, who's been doing this for a few years, first of all, your skin is a little too tight and glowing for 60, right? Yeah. And second, if you look at the cognitive function and, you know, what's been going on in your brain this past 45 minutes or hour, however long it's been, there's many 60-year-olds that are not there. They're in a very different place, right? And taken for granted that, well, I am 60, I'm supposed to decline. No, not at all. It's a myth that... It's more like I'm doing everything wrong, just like my peers and in the culture that I'm in. So I will end up like them.
Yes.
Versus you got Ken right in front of you. His skin does not look 60. His brain function does not look 60. You know, the way he's running this business and doing his thing like any other millennial, you know, he's up and ready to go. So the proof's in the pudding, like we said. So thanks for coming on, because this was awesome. Like it's literally what I started with, which I want to leave everybody with, is that we don't talk that much about solutions, especially as you know what we've been going through in the last few sort of discussions. It's more about the problems, but sometimes you land on something that, you know, it's just so special. It deals with everything. Why? Because it's not trying to deal with anything. It's going to the hub, right? It's going to the central root cause. That root cause is where everything comes from. Right. Don't start at the pain point, which means you just waited too long. You waited till you damaged yourself and then say, doctor, please fix me. As opposed to understanding why these things happen to begin with. What are the cellular processes? What does biochemistry work with? We already know those things. We know it's not a secret. We know those things. And if you can get ahead of it by understanding a compound or a molecule that does the right thing, gets rid of senescent cells, replaces healthy cells, gets rid of, deals with SOD and oxidation, which is one of the root causes of aging and cellular sort of dysfunction and breaking down of your DNA. Do the one thing that deals with the hub, and then all the spokes kind of disappear. Right. And it's beautiful that you brought this forward, did the research, tested yourself as a guinea pig, and now it's available.
Yes. And that's, yeah, we probably, maybe on another episode, I can go into the story of how it all happened. Yeah. It just didn't, it just kind of came together. You know, it's one of those things that I'm sure in the future, 20 years from now, C60 will be ubiquitous.
I believe so. Yeah.
In the health products.
Yeah. It's too powerful to be held back. It just takes, you know, the work that you're doing. I know you're now getting engaged in even more studies. It's just going to be too, like, you can't avoid the truth for that long, right?
Yes, so, it's a, yeah, because it's C60 is being made all over the world, and there's products, so yeah, they can't, it can't be held back.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. And once again, it's C60 Purple Power.
Yes, yeah, c60purplepower.com, and it'll take you a site that is Shop C60, but it's still, it's kind of the same thing. They have, we have, there's a wide variety. We have C60 Sexy there. That's like edible massage oil.
Okay.
And there'll be other, it'll be like a go-to shop for all kinds of C60 products.
Awesome. Ken, this was amazing. Thank you for coming.